Paul Kelly and the Messengers Bang. And Dumb Things.
Well done.
It's Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
There we go. Mm. And it's time to welcome to the program a regular, semi-regular guy who drops in occasionally. I don't know. How would you describe him?
I would say he's a regular to our show and he's also a Gold Logie winner.
Oh, yeah.
The reigning champion, as they would say.
He could be the last ever. Could be the last ever.
He's
got a bit of explaining to do about his antics on our show last time. Please welcome Tom Gleeson. Tom.
G'day.
You're still in lockdown?
Well, I'm still at home. I mean, I don't think we can call it lockdown anymore. It's just like some things are closed. I don't think that's lockdown.
No, it's not.
You can't have fun doing some things, but you can still do a lot of things. So it's not really, we're not really, we don't have our feet nailed to the floor, I reckon.
No, but we still can't do the fun things. You know what I mean?
No.
You can do things. You just can't do the fun things. Now, do you remember what your behaviour on our show last time?
Yeah, I was professional, I believe, in trying to deal with a technical difficulty.
No, you weren't.
You multitasked. In fact, you thought it was okay to continue with the doorbell ringing, and I think you actually went to the door.
You were answering doors. You were signing for things. Have we got a bit there from
last time Tom was on the show, yeah.
Tom, when I saw you the next morning after the Logies, and we're standing
there. Yeah, that was
frosty. And no, we all know Tom.
Oh.
Is that your doorbell?
Tom.
Tom's got a delivery.
I don't know what that is.
Are you having people around to your house?
I'm clapping balls all over the joint. Oh, hang on, who's that?
What was going on, mate? You're supposed to be in isolation. It sounded like you were hosting a party.
I know. Well, I think what happened was I dialed into a conference call and then Anne Edmonds was going to be a guest as well, and she dialed into the same call. So while we're on air, Anne Edmonds was also trying to dial in the whole time. And
that's hilarious.
That doorbell was her trying to get in. So we should have just let her in.
Well, we should have. Next time we know that we can do that.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you're on The Weekly with Charlie Pickering. And you were last night, you're still working from home. So you did a yard chat. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm still doing yard chat. I'm doing the bare minimum, actually.
Good on you.
That's the spirit.
That's the Aussie spirit.
Well, that's it. I mean, because the thing is, they say you should work at home if you can, and I can, so I do. I mean, I could go in, really. I mean, because, you know, I could just do hard chat, and I could do it over a satellite like, you know, normal. But I just can't be asked, so I don't.
Well, okay. And in hard chat, you've spoken to a lot of very, very famous Australians and people. Who's your latest hard chat?
Oh, the next one that's coming up is Ronnie Chang, who's on The Daily Show in the US.
Yes, he is.
Superstar over there in America at the moment.
And I've got him on, and it was a lot of fun because, see, he's like, he's a very good comedian, and he's trying to get his international career going. And
I think
it's altering slightly, and, which I point out to him. And it's good because I know he respects me as a comedian, so In the chat, I abuse that privilege because I know he looks up to me slightly.
Well,
good on you.
So, Tom, we have been speaking about the Queen and Prince Philip have been in ISO together. We think things are a bit frosty, and a survey's come out or a study that couples in coronavirus isolation are getting a bit niggly with each other. Been any issues with you?
Well, the problem
and your beautiful wife.
You would be annoying to live with at the best of times.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my beautiful wife and I get on well, mostly, but the problem we have is we're at home constantly with two kids who are impressionable, so we can't talk freely during the day. So every now and then we have to have a shed argument. We go out to the shed, just the two of us, and we just go at it for about 10 minutes, yell at each other's faces, and then just put it behind us and then go back into the house say, all right, what Lego are you playing now, kid?
Let's play the
Monopoly.
Conversation I would like to hear. You should record those. Shed talk. Shed talk.
I'm thinking your beautiful wife might come out on top in those arguments too.
Oh, yeah. We could just release a very hateful podcast on it, I think. It would be really nice.
That sounds good. And what else are you doing to try and get through? And you've chosen to stay at work, stay at home instead.
Are you doing these Zoom? You know, a lot of comedians now, because they can't do stand up, are doing Zoom appearances.
No.
And why not?
No, well, it's like being paid to be in a meeting. Like, being in a meeting is bad anyway. No one could pay me enough money to be in another meeting that I didn't want to be in. I have been invited to get into a few to go into a few corporate Zoom meetings and, you know, to crash the meeting. And it's like, well, how about I just don't do that at all? I think that might even be better.
Well, hopefully it'll be all over soon. Do you have a sense of when stand-up might be back on the table? What's your thinking? Because we all miss it, and you're very good at it, and it'll be great. I can't wait to go back.
And you've got stand-up special joy is now on Amazon Prime, everyone.
Yes. Well, I can tell you there are some stand-up clubs that are operating already in Australia, and they've got a capacity of 15 people and everyone's eating during the show, which to me sounds like just a regular shit gig. So I might wait just a little bit longer till people can sit close together.
It sounds like the type of gig that you come home and say, that was a very bad night. 15 diners came to my show.
It was worse than a pandemic. It was terrible.
Can you imagine that? I personally, it's one of the things I've missed, but standing in a pub with a beer someone making me laugh, that would be just too much to imagine.
We'll get back on board soon. We love having you on. We love chatting with you. And, of course, you can catch
No Tom Gold Logie this year, by the way. You're the carryover champ.
Carryover champ.
What are you going to do? Are you going to – so your reign of terror continues.
I'm going to win it next year, and then that way I'll be the Gold Logie winner for 3 years, actually you can blow it out to four because I got Grant Daniels gold for him as well. That's kind of my stuff.
I'm still keen to get an online Logie thing happening this year, like a Zoom with all the Logie people. Don't you think we should have some celebration?
Hang on, this sounds like another corporate Zoom meeting. For Bauer Media? We're going to get in there and do a Bauer meeting.
Oh, you don't need to mention them. That's all right.
I like it. All right. There we go. Good on you, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you.
Tom Gleeson, Kennedy Malloy.